it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Since there is no apparent leader in the Democrat Party right now, Democrats are trying to assert themselves as the top dogs, and that is especially true for Pete Buttigieg. In response to the Big Beautiful Bill and some other policies that Trump has passed, Pete Buttigieg decided to come out in a video that has more lies in a 3-minute span than I have ever seen in any political video ever, and we're going to debunk all of them. As always, guys, please like this video so that other great patriots will see it. Here is Pete Buttigieg.
I know a lot of us were frustrated and disappointed to see Congress pass the so-called Beautiful Bill and Donald Trump sign it, giving himself and his fellow billionaires a tax cut.
Line number one, right there. It was a tax cut for just the billionaires and their buddies. Yes, the top 50% of earners do pay 98% of the taxes, so it did cut taxes for them the most. Because who else can you cut taxes for than the people who are actually paying them? However, it did actually cut taxes for low-income earners as well. The standard deduction, which, I'm sorry, high-wealth people do not take the standard deduction. The standard deduction remained double that it would have been if the tax cuts had expired. Every tax bracket remained cut, including the lowest tax bracket, by the way, and that doesn't even touch the no tax on overtime, the tax breaks on tips, Social Security, or the child tax credit.
Paying for it by cutting health care off for millions of Americans. And blowing up the deficit while they did it.
The only people who lost medical care through the government, and again, they can still go out and get medical insurance through their employer or privately, but the only people who lost it were immigrants and able-bodied adults who did not want to work at least 20 hours a week. And I'm still waiting for the argument from the Democrats as to why the American taxpayer should pay for bums who can't work a part-time job. It makes zero sense. That seems so uncontroversial to me. Again, I'm not talking about senior citizens. That's a different category. I'm not talking about people who are disabled. That's a wholly, totally different thing. I'm talking about a random guy like me who's just unwilling to even work 20 hours a week. They took the ability for that person to mooch off of the normal taxpayer. And I think that's a good thing. It seems so uncontroversial. Democrats won't even address it in the first place.
This bill is full of destructive measures that will make life in America worse. It will make America sicker, literally, with thousands of people expected to die sooner because of the loss of healthcare. It'll make America hungrier, literally, by cutting food aid that goes to worthy Americans who need the help.
Disgusting fear-mongering from Buttigieg here. Nobody's going to die. Nobody's going to starve. Trump made it so that essentially bums can't get assistance, and now SNAP, you can't get junk food and soda as easily through it. That's all. You're not going to starve if you can't get your Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper, but the taxpayer shouldn't be paying for it.
All in order to make sure that the wealthiest get a tax break that they don't need and that many of them weren't even asking for. Seeing something like that, seeing Congress and the president break their promises and ignore the American people is enough to make us question the basics of our democratic republic. But I think it's really important at a moment like this to understand that that's not the end, it's the beginning. It is too late to stop President Trump from signing that bill. But it's not too late to change what happens next. Many of the worst provisions of this law don't take effect for 1 or 2 or 3 years. Which means it's not too late to elect leaders who will do something different. We can still change these policies. With the right leadership, we can make sure that the wealthy do pay their fair share.
So I want to dive into this for a second. What is their fair share? Because you hear this a lot from Democrats. You hear the rich need to pay their fair share over and over and over again. Here are the stats, guys. The top 1% of earners pays 45% of income taxes. The top 5% of earners pays 65% of income taxes. The top 10% pays 77% of income taxes. And the top 50% of earners pay 98% of the income taxes. So the question is, what's the fair share? Like, give me a number of what's fair, because the top 1% right now are literally paying more than 1,000 times more than what the bottom 50% pay. And again, you can make the argument, well, they're the top 1%, they should be paying a lot more. Fair enough. I don't think anybody out here thinks the top 1% should be paying less taxes than the 99th percent, right? What I don't understand is they're paying 45% of all the income taxes and they're only 1% of the population. So what's the number? Do you want, you know, 1 million people, 3 million people about the 1% to be paying all of the income taxes? Because if you do, I'm sorry. I think that's a little crazy. I think that's a little bit unfair. Why would you ever have any incentive to be a high earner in the first place? And I think at the end of the day, there's just a made up argument that Democrats make to rile people up. Also, if you look at the wealth, I did a little research on this. If you took all the wealth right now and you take the unrealized gains as well by America's billionaires, it would equal about $14 trillion, which is not even half of the debt that we have. We're at like 37, 38 trillion. So not even half the debt could be solved if you just stole every billionaire's money in the country. By the way, it also wouldn't stop the debt from growing again. So if we did that today, we'd probably get back to $37 trillion in debt in about 10 years on our current trajectory. And maybe even faster, because at this point, I don't know how much faster the debt is going to go up. It just keeps going up faster and faster. But on our current trajectory, this would only make debt go down for 10 years. And then we would have no billionaires to steal from.
And we can save the lives of the Americans who are going to lose their health insurance in the next few years if this bill is not changed. We can also change what happens politically, making sure there's actually a price to be paid for breaking your promises.
So basically, Pete Buttigieg, that's mostly the end of the video, he is running for president and he wants power really, really bad. Here is what the most recent polls show for him. This was done just a few weeks ago. And what you see here is that most of the candidates are completely underwater when it comes to Kamala Harris. If you look at the bottom, in the Democrat primary, Kamala Harris is at 38% and Buttigieg is actually in second place with 11%. However, the reason why Kamala Harris is on top is mostly name recognition. I don't think she does not historically do very well in primary polls. That's why she had to coup Joe Biden and not even be part of a primary this last time around is the only way that she could possibly win the Democrat nomination. So let's assume for a second, you can see at the top that she's not in it. If you take out Kamala Harris, what you see is Pete Buttigieg, is actually at 15% at the top, tied with Tim Walz and Gavin Newsom, who are both just horrendous candidates. So he has a legitimately decent chance of winning the nomination, actually, if you look at the polling right now. If I had to guess, I would say he'll make it to the final three with AOC and then maybe Josh Shapiro or Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer. One of the three of those, I think, will be at the end with them. Honestly, from a Republican perspective, I hope that Pete Buttigieg wins. And the reason why is because there is no way in heck he could win a general election. I know that when you watch him, you might think, oh, he's kind of good at talking. You know, he comes off as somewhat likable, I think, to some. I think most people see right through it. But some people, you know, he's got a bit of an Obama quality to him, if I'm being honest. But upon further investigation, Pete Buttigieg is a radical through and through. A lot of people don't know this. He started a daycare for kids with his husband, because he's gay, where they have trans story hour and pledge allegiance to the pride flag. I'm not joking. It sounds reminiscent. You can look it up. There's a video of him doing it. It's kind of reminiscent of the American Pledge of Allegiance when we actually pledge allegiance to the flag of America, the country that we live in. Sounds kind of the same, but it's perverted in a really weird way. I think the general American populace is not ready for that kind of crap. There's some weird, again, there's some radical leftists out there. And the Democrat Party certainly has problems. And certainly when we look at elections, in my opinion, they're closer than they ought to be. But I just think even Democrats and almost all independents are going to look at things like that and they just aren't going to vote for it. That's just too much for them. Pete Buttigieg is not Obama. He might sound like Obama, but who he actually is not Obama. This isn't, oh, we're ready for a black president kind of deal. It's not, oh, we're ready for a gay president. Nobody cares if you're black. People do care if you push LGBTQ plus propaganda on their kids. So there is zero way that Pete Buttigieg would win a general election. Growing your business is amazing and satisfying, but it is hard. Accountants, sales assistants, marketing specialists, they're all essential for scaling your business, but it can be incredibly expensive. And sometimes you don't really get the quality of the talent that you're looking for. And that's why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, sales assistants, you name it, working in all of the same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company right now is saving more than $20,000 a year in labor costs thanks to Leverage Assistant. And they're not a recruiter, guys. They're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution. Every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that the right cultural and operational fit for your business. Right now, they're being incredibly generous with just my listeners and viewers. They are giving 1 month free so that you can experience the high quality talent that they have to offer. To see what they're all about and to get that 1 month free, go to the link in the description below. Mark Cuban shocked everybody, including myself, when he actually came out this week and said that he supports the deportations and that Democrats actually need to get on board with it. Take a look.
Saying, okay, the FBI has their top 10 most wanted list, right? Let's just get this right. Homan, don't, you know, do it right. List the top 100. Let's go after them. List the top 1,000, you know, criminals that are here that need to be deported. We'll all help you. But the Democrats would never say something to the effect, we'll help you. They only have to do something that's the antithesis of what Trump says and does. You've never heard a Democrat say in the past 7 months, yeah, okay, I don't like it, but this is a step in the right direction. We're going to help, because I think the better path is for the Democrats to bring attention to the bad things and the good things and say on the good things, we'll help you, right? Which they would never say, because that disarms. Whenever you're in a sales environment and you say something positive about your competition, it's disarming. Yeah, we're better, but these guys, you know, that's not so bad. They're trying really hard. Okay, Tom Homan, we don't want criminals. If you know, Venezuela and Colombia opened up their jails and sent all their worst criminals to us, we don't want them here either. If MS-13 has 173 gang members here from wherever, we don't want them here either. Post that list. And you know what? I'm Chuck Schumer. I'm going to help you get rid of them.
He's totally right, actually. Usually in politics, there is little incentive to kind of give your opposition a win, to say that the opposition is right, to work with them. However, there becomes a point, in my opinion, where it is so obvious that a policy is so popular and that people like it so much that you probably should stop being so oppositional and actually help them with it. And I think Mark Cuban points that out right now. I think he points out that it's disarming to the other political party. I think if Democrats actually did that, Republicans would be kind of surprised. I don't know if people would really know what to do with that. And it would actually make the Democrats in this example seem more benevolent and more humble. And it might actually do some things for them. Of course, it would actually help the deportations go faster, which would actually be good for Americans. If you look at the most recent polling right now, about 60 to 65% of Americans approve of Trump's aggressive, I mean, he's quite aggressive about it, his deportation measures. And that includes about 50% of Hispanics, by the way. If you pull Hispanics separately, it's like 50-50, which is very, very good, very, very high. So this is a very popular policy position that Trump has taken. Democrats are going to continue to kick against the pricks on this. I don't think they're going to do what Mark Cuban is saying, but I think they would be well served to do it. And I think that's only going to make Republicans look better going into the midterms. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Talk about some crazy stories that I know you'll enjoy reading. I had a great time writing it. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please like this video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show. Or you can watch another video right here.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.